Now we begin at verse 5 with a genealogy. And I want you to notice this genealogy because it's very important. I'm not going to read it because I'd have radios turned off all across this country. But it's worth reading, and I'm going to recommend to you that it be read. It's the same genealogy that we had in Ezra, the second chapter. Why in the world would God waste so much printer's ink giving us the same genealogy? Well, I'll tell you why. The Word of God says the righteous are in everlasting remembrance. God says, I know these folks. I just want you to know that I know them. He's put their name down one place, and he's got a duplicate. He made a carbon copy. They tell me that in Washington and some of the bureaus there that they make about 15 carbon copies of everything. Well, God does pretty well along that line himself. He gives it to you once, and he gives it to you twice. He says, now you may not find these names interesting, but I do. I know these folks. They're mine. And these were the ones that they were in God's book. This is just a leaf out of God's memorial book. God says, I record their names. They were faithful. These are the ones that have been found faithful to God. Now, you're going to find quite a few of these in the Scripture. Here in the third chapter, we had one. And you go way back to Genesis, the 49th chapter. What a list you have there, those 12 sons. We had it in 2 Samuel of David's mighty man. You have it in 2 Chronicles, the first 10 chapters. There are nothing in the world but names. And then Romans 16 is made up of a roster of names. Hebrews 11 is names. Names of folk that have occurred again and again in the Word of God. Now, they are names to you and to me, but God remembers them. How wonderful it is. Now, let's just get down in this, and we won't go too far, of course. And my God put into mine heart to gather together the nobles and the rulers and the people that they might be reckoned by genealogy. And I found a register, the genealogy of them, which came up at the first and found written therein. These are the children of the province that went up out of the captivity. And those that had been carried away, whom Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had carried away, and they came again to Jerusalem and to Judah, every one unto his city. Now, here is the list of these. Here it is. I do not know who they are. Now, their names are recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life.